الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 87 sayings of Sayyiduna Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh. At-Tar supplication. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, 87 sayings of Sayyiduna Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh, remove the love of the world from their heart, grant them spiritual tranquility, and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of Salat. Sayyiduna Samura al-Suwayr radiyallahu anhu, the respected father of the companion, Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu anhu, narrates, we were with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when a person came forward and asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what is the best deed before Allah Almighty? The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered, speaking the truth and fulfilling trusts. I requested, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, please advise us with more. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam continued, frequent remembrance of Allah and sending salat upon me, for this act removes poverty. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Returning wealth that came to his home, an event. The brother of the great saint, Sayyiduna Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh, Sayyiduna Mubarak bin Sa'id rahmatullahi alayh, relates, a man came to Sayyiduna Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh with one or two bags full of dirhams. His father was a friend of Sayyiduna Sufyan rahmatullahi alayh, and the saint visited him often. The person said, O Abu Abdullah, technonym of Sayyiduna Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh, do you hold anything in your heart against my father? He replied, may Allah Almighty have mercy on your father. He was such and such, i.e. he praised his father. The man said, O Abu Abdullah, I want you to take these dirhams and spend them on your household. Sayyiduna Sufyan rahmatullahi alayh accepted the dirhams from him, but when the person stood up to leave, he handed the bag to me and said, Mubarak, give this back to him. Then he said to the man, O son of my friend, I want you to take this wealth. The man asked, Abu Abdullah, do you have any doubt regarding this? He replied, no, but I want you to take it. He insisted several times until the man finally took it and left. When he left, I could not restrain myself. Annoyed, I said to my brother, Sayyiduna Sufyan, rahmatullahi alayh, woe upon you. Is your heart made of stone? Do you not have mercy on me? Do you not have mercy on my children and your own? I said many other things to him. He replied, Allah, Mubarak, you mean to say that you enjoy this wealth and I have to account for it? May Allah Almighty have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, Sayyiduna Abu Abdullah Sufyan bin Sa'id al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi possessed immense fear of Allah Almighty, was disinclined towards the world, and cautious of the accountability that came with worldly wealth. He is counted amongst the Taba al-Tabi'een, i.e. the third generation of Muslims after the companions and Tabi'een. He was an excellent scholar, a hadith master, a devout worshipper, and a wali of Allah Almighty. Many scholars have highlighted his rank and eminence, mentioning them in their books. In fact, Sayyidina Sufyan rahmatullahi alayh was such a blessed elder that whoever kept his company or even mentioned something through his reference would rise in esteem in the sight of the scholars. The great Tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh states, I greatly admire the gatherings of Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh, for whenever I wished to see him, I would find him either in a state of piety, offering prayer, or pondering over a juristic matter. On various occasions, Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh has expressed such wise and faith-inspiring statements that if Muslims act upon them, their worldly life and hereafter may be rectified, insha'Allah. A selection of these sayings, along with a brief explanation, is presented here. Listen to them with the intention of pleasing Allah Almighty and acquiring religious knowledge, and make an intention to act upon them as well, insha'Allah. 14 pearls of wisdom regarding the importance and encouragement of religious knowledge. Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi said, number one, knowledge is acquired so that through it the fear of Allah Almighty and piety may be attained. This is why knowledge has been given superiority. Number two, acquire knowledge and be patient and forbearing with it. Do not mix it with laughter, otherwise the hearts will be hardened. Number three, adorn knowledge through yourself. Do not adorn yourself through knowledge. Explanation. Acquire the treasure of religious knowledge to remove ignorance from yourself and then spread this knowledge. Do not seek knowledge so that people praise you or call you a great scholar. Number four, knowledge is the physician of religion, and dirham, i.e. wealth, is the disease of religion. If the physician is attracted to the disease, how will he treat others? Number five, the first stage of knowledge is silence. The second is listening attentively and memorizing. The third is acting upon it. And the fourth is spreading it. Number six, apart from the obligatory acts, there is no deed superior to acquiring knowledge. Number seven, a person should compel his children to seek knowledge, for he will be questioned regarding this. Number eight, the noble ahadith are more valuable than gold and silver, yet they are not acquired, i.e. very few acquire them. Number nine, the knowledge of hadith is honour upon honour. Whoever seeks the world through it will attain the world, and whoever seeks the hereafter will attain the hereafter. Number ten, there is nothing more beneficial for the people than hadith. Number 11, if I come to know that someone wishes to seek the knowledge of hadith with sincerity, I would certainly go to his house and narrate a hadith to him. Number 12. There is no deed more virtuous than learning a hadith, provided the intention is correct. Number 13. Knowledge is acquired only for the sake of performing good deeds. So neither abandon seeking knowledge because of good deeds, nor abandon good deeds because of seeking knowledge. Number 14. Despite being a great scholar of hadith, Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh said out of humility, I wish that, regarding the matter of hadith, I break even, i.e. neither earn reward nor be taken to account. Three pearls of wisdom regarding worship. Number 1. When I recite the Holy Qur'an, my heart desires to stop right there and not move towards anything else. Number 2. Beauty in the recitation of the Holy Qur'an in a greater sense comes when zuhud, i.e. detachment from the world, is present in the heart of the reciter. Number 3. Sayyiduna Yahya bin Yaman rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that he asked Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayh, Abu Abdullah, where is worship performed in the best manner? He replied, where a large sack of bread is available for 1 dirham, so that no one looks towards another with pleading eyes. Explanation: worship is performed with greater tranquility in a place where people's basic needs are easily fulfilled. For example, where food and drink are inexpensive, so that no one has to look at others with hopeful eyes due to hunger or need. Three pearls of wisdom regarding the fear of Allah Almighty. Number one, Allah Almighty certainly rewards a servant in that need for which he repeatedly and humbly implores in the court of Allah Almighty. Number two, when we hear a stern warning or something frightening in religion, we become afraid. And when we hear about mercy or gentleness, we hope it is for the Muslims. We neither pass judgment on the deceased as to whether they are dwellers of paradise or hell, nor do we take account of the living. We entrust those matters of which we have no knowledge to the knowledgeable and regard their opinion as superior to our own. Number three, it is difficult to attain steadfastness in worship unless the intensity of the fear of Allah Almighty is present. 20 pearls of wisdom regarding the love of wealth and detachment from the world. Number one, the world is called dunya because it is daniya, i.e. vile or lowly, and wealth is called mal because it makes the wealthy crooked. Number two, wealth is also called mal because it inclines hearts towards itself. Number three, people's satisfaction is such that one can never reach its limit, and worldly desire also has a limit that can never be attained. Explanation: it is impossible to please everyone, and worldly desires never end. Number four, eating unpleasant food and wearing coarse clothes is not detachment from the world, i.e. zuhud, rather true detachment is shortened hopes, i.e. remembering death. Number five, if you only need food to fill your stomach, do not beg for it. If you need salt, do not beg for it, and know that the bread you will eat has been kneaded with salt. If you need to drink water, use your hands, for they will serve the purpose of a vessel. Number six, a wealthy person can also be an ascetic, i.e. a zahid, if he is patient in hardship and grateful in blessing. Number seven, when a person becomes detached from the world, Allah Almighty fills his heart with wisdom, causes that wisdom to flow from his tongue, and shows him the faults of the world, its diseases and their cures. Number eight, the blessing from Allah Almighty which drives the world away from me is greater than the blessing that grants it to me. Explanation: the greatest blessing of Allah Almighty is that he removes the love and greed of the world from my heart. This favor is greater than him granting me worldly wealth. Number nine, there is no goodness in a scholar who honors worldly people. Number ten, I recognize a person's love for the world by the way he greets worldly people. Number 11, I have never spent a single dirham on constructing a building. This action of Sayyiduna Sufyan rahmatullahi alayh is evidence of the highest degree of detachment from the world. Number 12, if you have the ability to live your life without unnecessary or non-Islamic social interaction, then do so. Be concerned with maintaining your necessities and avoid going to rulers. Whatever you need from them, ask Allah Almighty for it. In every situation that arises, always seek refuge in Him. Be independent of all people and present your needs to the one in whose court needs carry no significance. Number 13. In the sight of a person with insight, most of the world is wretched. Number 14. Whoever is given something from the world is told, take this, and take an equal amount of grief with it. Number 15. Adopt Zuhud, and Allah Almighty will reveal the secrets of the world to you. Adopt piety, and Allah Almighty will lighten your accountability. Abandon doubtful matters, and do that which does not put you in doubt, and remove doubt with certainty. This will keep your religion safe. Number 16. If you cannot abandon the world out of desire for the hereafter, then leave it out of apprehension that it is a barren land and a stable of sick camels, filled with people like yourselves. Number 17. If you admire the deceased for the good deeds they possessed, when you see the same qualities in a living person, admire them too. Explanation. Do not value good deeds only after death, but appreciate righteousness in the living too. Number 18. Whenever something of the world came to us, our only desire was to find someone who was pleased to accept it so we could give it away. Number 19. Like bread smeared with honey, if a fly sits on it, the bread strips the fly of its wings. But if it sits on dry bread, it remains safe. Number 20. The best thing for you in the world is that which does not cause you hardship. And if you are afflicted with difficulties because of something, it is better for you that it leaves you so that you may be saved from that trial. Explanation. Real goodness lies in worldly things not becoming a cause of temptation or sin for you. And if it is, then its absence is better for you. 12 pearls of wisdom regarding death, the grave, and the hereafter. Number 1. If livestock had the same knowledge of death that you have, you would never find a single fat, healthy animal to eat. Number 2. I have never treated anything more difficult than my own self, i.e. nafs. Sometimes it is against me, and sometimes it agrees with me. Number 3. O intelligent person, life is turbid. Its purification lies in remembering death and the terrors of the grave. People, after deep reflection, have declared the world to be evil, like the fruit of the colocynth plant, beautiful from the outside, but extremely bitter within. The calamities of time are constantly attached to it, and its tribulations are like fast-flowing water over stones. Number 4. If you leave the world without the provision of piety and meet a person after death who took piety as his provision, you will feel ashamed for not becoming like him and preparing as he did. Number 5. When the deceased is placed on the bier, it is said to him, listen to the praises people are giving you. Number 6. When mentioning a deceased person, do not give weight to the words of common people about him. Rather, give importance to the words of the people of knowledge and wisdom. Number 7. The family of the dying person should perform talqeen, meaning they should encourage him to recite the shahada, because when the angel of death alayhi salam touches his back, his ability to speak and recognize ceases. Then he experiences the agony of death. And if at that moment he were holding a sword in his hand, he could even kill his own father. During the process of the soul leaving the body, until the soul reaches the throat, one should encourage him to recite the shahada by reciting it loudly near him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But do not command him to recite it. After he has recited the kalima, stop the talqeen. However, if he speaks after reciting the kalima, perform talqeen again so that his last words are La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that the person whose last words are La ilaha illallah will enter paradise. Number 8. People are asleep. When they die, they will wake up. Number 9. Seeing with the eyes is for the world, and seeing with the heart is for the hereafter. Indeed, when a person sees with his eyes, he gains no benefit from it. But if he sees with his heart, he gains benefit. Number 10. The worst desire is that you seek the world through the deeds of the hereafter. Number 11. I liken the believer's departure from the world to the hereafter to a child who leaves the confinement of the womb and finds comfort in the world. Number 12. Sayyiduna Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi would recite this couplet as an example. Ba'u jadidan jamilan baqiyan abadan bidarisin khalaqin ya bi'sa mattajaru. Translation, they sold something new, beautiful and everlasting, i.e. the hereafter, for something worn out and decayed, i.e. the world. How terrible was their trade. 7 pearls of wisdom regarding avoiding fame. Number 1. I find inner peace living amongst the poor, helpless and devout worshippers in Makkah and Medina. Number 2. Avoid fame. Every pious elder I visited advised me to avoid fame. Keep few acquaintances and your backbiting will be less. Safety lies in remaining concealed. Number 3. Befriend someone, then displease him, and thereafter send someone to him to find out his opinion of you, to see how he opposes you. Number 4. Do not tell someone who does not know you anything about yourself, and do not try to learn about the one who already knows you. Number 5. Beware of the love for status and rank, for turning away from it is more difficult than turning away from the world. Number 6. I wish to be in a place where I am neither recognized nor disgraced. Number 7. I have found that abandoning anything is easier than abandoning leadership and authority. You will see that a person may give up food, water, wealth and clothes. But when he is challenged regarding leadership and authority, he will defend it and resort to enmity. 28 pearls of wisdom regarding miscellaneous matters. Number 1. Hoping for goodness from evil people is astonishing. Number 2. When you recognize your own self, i.e. the nafs, the things said about you will no longer harm you. Number 3. Even looking at the face of an oppressor is a mistake. And if you must look at misguided leaders, consider them evil in your heart, or your deeds may be ruined. Number 4. Do not look at the houses of the wealthy, and do not look at them when they pass by on their conveyances. Number 5. Whoever prays for an oppressor to live a long life has liked that to Allah Almighty be disobeyed. Number 6. A reward is granted according to the level of patience. Number 7. That person is neither a scholar nor intelligent who does not consider affliction and trial as blessings, and comfort as hardship. Number 8. We have not found anything more beneficial in religion and worldly matters than a like-minded friend. Number 9. The praise of Allah Almighty, i.e. hamd, is both remembrance, i.e. dhikr, and gratitude, i.e. shukr. Besides it, nothing else combines dhikr and shukr. Number 10. A time will come upon people when, due to worsening conditions, the eye of a wise person will not be cooled, i.e. the wise will find no comfort. Number 11. You should adopt moderation in your worldly necessities and avoid resembling rebellious people. Regarding food, drink, clothing and transport, choose things that are not inferior and take counsel from the pious, the trustworthy, and those who fear Allah Almighty. Number 12. The two guardian angels, i.e. Kiram and Katibin, perceive the scent of good and bad deeds when the heart makes a firm intention. Number 13. When the sun rises from the west, the angels will roll up their scrolls and set aside their pens. Number 14. There is nothing greater for breaking the back of Satan than saying, La ilaha illallah, and amongst the words that increase reward, there is nothing like Alhamdulillah. Number 15. Suspicion is of two types, one that is sinful and one that is not. The sinful type is that which is spoken, and that which does not reach the tongue is not sinful. Number 16. If certainty settles in the heart as it ought to, the heart will either rejoice out of yearning for paradise or grieve out of fear of hell. Number 17. When you learn of an inexpensive area, move there, for it is safer for your religion and reduces allegations against you. Number 18. Sayyidina Waqi Rahmatullahi Alayhi narrates, on the day of Eid, we went out with Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and he said, our first task today is to lower our gazes. Number 19. Keep away from desires, disputes and the ruler. Number 20. When a person's inner state is better than his outward state, this is virtue. And when his inner state is worse than his outward state, this is oppression. Number 21. Speech is only correct when accompanied by action. Speech and action are only correct when accompanied by intention. And speech, action and intention are only correct when they conform to the sunnah. Number 22. When Allah Almighty intends goodness for a servant, he grants him correctness in speech and action and protects him from sins. Number 23. Whoever listens attentively to the words of a misguided heretic whilst knowing that he is misguided is removed from the protection of Allah Almighty and handed over to his nafs. Number 24. Avoid filling the stomach because it hardens the heart. Suppress your anger and do not laugh excessively, for it causes hearts to die. Number 25. Treat your household kindly and become such that your state reminds others of death. Number 26. لا تتكلم بلسانك ما تكسر به أسنانك. Translation, do not utter with your tongue words that will break your teeth. Number 27. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that he heard Sayyiduna Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi supplicate countless times. O Allah, keep us safe, keep us safe. O Allah, take us from this world to paradise in safety. O Allah, grant us well-being in the world and the hereafter. Number 28. A sinner who hopes for Allah's mercy is closer to Allah Almighty than a worshipper who considers his deeds to be the sole means of attaining the blessings of Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Read this booklet and pass it on to others. Earn reward by distributing booklets and pamphlets containing pearls of wisdom published by Maktabatul Madina at wedding ceremonies, gatherings, urs gatherings, maulid processions, etc. Make it a habit to keep these booklets in your shop to gift to customers with the intention of gaining reward. Furthermore, send at least one booklet or pamphlet to every house in your neighborhood each month through newspaper vendors or children, thereby partaking in calling towards righteousness and earning abundant reward. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.